Fragile Paradise. Written and read by Glyn Christian.
Days after the dawning of the new year of 1790, there was sudden hope born of unexpected disappointment. Bounty and her crew finally reached the spot where Pitcairn was said to be. They found nothing but more water, further horizons of anguish and unkept promise. Yet to Christian, this was the most encouraging event for months. The description he had read of Pitcairn by Carteret, who had discovered it in 1767, but who could not land, made it sound perfect. Pitcairn was isolated by unimaginable stretches of water, its smallness making it even more difficult to find or stumble across than most islands. It was pounded by violent, unhindered surf, which made landing treacherous, if not impossible. It looked fertile, had running water, and it seemed uninhabited. If it were also to be charted incorrectly, it was virtually undiscovered. If Fletcher Christian could find it, he would have sailed his ship and himself right off the face of the earth and into the oblivion he wished. Deducing it was almost certainly the island's longitude that Carteret had mistaken, Christian zigzagged along the line of latitude. On the evening of January the 15th, he saw Pitcairn at last. It was pitifully small to be the object of such excitement. It's but a lonely rock, less than 2 square miles, misplaced, like the discarded plaything of a forgetful leviathan. The gods were determined to extract every ounce of patience from Fletcher Christian. After a voyage of almost 8,000 miles in 4 months, there was to be no simple finale. For 48 hours, he and his ship were hurled about in a violent swell that made landing impossible. Yet, because they saw no signs of life on the thickly clad peaks that loomed over the lofty sea cliffs, each hour's delay made the island only more attractive.